welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for our time together and that your schedule permitted you to join me today. Yesterday, I began a message I entitled The Unwilling Prophet, and we began looking at the book of the prophet Jonah. It's a short book, only four chapters, and there are spiritual lessons to be learned. There's much insight in this basically historical account. And as I mentioned yesterday, some people, especially unbelievers, think it's just like a fairy tale, a legend, that it didn't really happen, that a large fish or a whale didn't swallow Jonah. But in fact, when Jesus refers to it at three different places, a couple places in Matthew and also in Luke, it's recorded, he referred to the account as being factual. And so there are important lessons that we can learn, and we began yesterday by looking at some of those spiritual lessons. One is the peril of disobedience to the Lord. We see that because of his disobedience, Jonah, when he heard what God wanted, he took off the other way. He went as far as he could go to Tarsus, which is probably a city in southwest Spain. And it didn't serve him well because God was going to have him deliver that message. And they were the wickedest nation and most feared nation on the face of the earth at that time. So it's never a good idea to disobey the Lord. And also we see, as we're going to go on in the book, that God uses imperfect people as channels of truth. And also, it declares in a beautiful way the breadth of God's love and mercy. In fact, that's the entire theme of the book. So we have to remember this is grouped with the minor prophets, and it's primarily a prophetic book. And the prophecy concerns the nation whose ministry was to make known the grace of God to all peoples. We looked at Jonah's personal disobedience yesterday, but we see also this is a reflection of the nation of Israel. Remember when God called Abraham, he said, "In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." And so that was ultimately their mission under the old covenant, was to make the God of heaven and earth, the Creator God, the Father God, known to all the peoples, all the nations of the earth. God intended the Jews, who were his chosen people, to be missionaries, if you will, to the world. But because of their national pride and also their rebellion and disobedience to the Lord and their general dislike of Gentile nations, they failed in their commission. And so as a result, As Paul was saying, even in his time, when Paul was preaching to the Jews of his day, and he yearned for them to understand the revelation that God had given him, that their Messiah had come, but in fact, they wouldn't receive it. And so he said, "I am taking this message to the Gentiles," which he's known as the Apostle of the Gentiles. So we see that in terms of the spiritual principles, if we're self-willed, there are hard consequences. It might be easy for us to just continue on, just as it was easy for Jonah to book a passage on that ship, but the consequences became very hard. It might not happen immediately. So there's trouble if we don't obey God. It says he went down to the depths of the sea. Praise God. In fact, let me just read that. In chapter 2, verse 2, he said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord. He heard me out of the belly of hell, I cried, and thou heardest my voice. So he was not, I don't know that any other human being experienced such a fate as his and lived to tell about it and have it recorded. So we've learned that disobedience is not a desirable thing when God specifically and clearly gives you something to do. And obviously, when it's that firm and it's that direct, and you might say, well, how do I know God's really wanting me to do this? There will be a conviction, unlike sometimes there's just a gentle, you can kind of, well, I might do this, I might not. But if it's a very strong conviction, like for Jonah, he had no doubts, and he did everything he could to go the opposite direction. And so he is a wonderful example of us, if you will. Basically, God uses imperfect men as channels of truth. And let's take a little bit of time to look at the character of Jonah. He was quite an amazing person. As I shared yesterday, he was willing. Once that storm arose on that ship, his shipmates and those who were in charge of charge of sailing the ship, they knew that when something negative arose, it was probably the displeasure of a god. So they woke Jonah up. They said, pray to your God. And he was honest. He said, it's because of me that this has happened. And he said, if you throw me overboard, you'll be spared. And so he was willing to give up his life for his comrades, if you will. And when they did that, there was absolute calm on the sea. And so that it said they feared the Lord exceedingly. And so it was a testimony to the reality of God. And so Jonah, as a person, he was sanctified in areas, and he was a strange mixture of strengths and weaknesses. Let's take a look at some specific traits. In chapter 1, verse 9, we find that he was godly. When his shipmates were questioning him, they said, what is your country? What people are you of? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. And he was, of course, truthful, as is shown in verse 10. The men, of course, reacted. They were really afraid when he said that. And they said, why have you done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. And then he was obviously courageous, because the men, even though they didn't want to follow his instructions, they rowed hard to bring the ship to land, but they couldn't do it because the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. In other words, God wasn't going to let them do that. We see his hand in that. And basically, Jonah is manly. He prefers to perish without involving the innocent in his ruin. And then, that second chapter, we see that he indeed was prayerful. The verses 1 through 9 into his prayer to the Lord out of the fish's belly. And then, of course, we see in chapter 3 that he was obedient after his chastisement. He did go to Nineveh, and so we're going to see all that happened there. But while he had some strong, wonderful character traits, also we can see that he was self-willed. In that first chapter, the first three verses, when God told him to do something, he was disobedient, and that he was not going to do that. They were terrible enemies, the Jews and the Ninevites, and that's the last thing he wanted to do. So he took off the other way. And also, we see that he was bigoted and selfish. In chapter 4, verse 1, when God actually did spare the Ninevites, it says, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry that they repented. All right. And then he was, of course, jealous of his prophetic reputation. He was prideful. And that, of course, isn't a good representative of the Lord. It says in verse 2 and 3, he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. So, obviously, why did he want to die? Because he was known as a prophet, and he went around for days prophesying the destruction of Nineveh, and it didn't happen. So on appearance, it looked like he was a false prophet. So that definitely would tend to ruin his reputation, because under the Old Covenant, it was absolutely clear that if what a prophet prophesied didn't come to pass, don't listen to him. He was a false prophet. All right, so we've learned about the importance of obeying God. We've learned about the perils of disobedience. We've also see, obviously, the breadth of God's love and mercy. And basically, that's the entire theme of this book. It shows that the God of the universe, the God of the Hebrews, his chosen people, has concern for the whole world. Praise God. Well, we're going to stop here and we'll continue on tomorrow. I hope you can join me. And if any time you're not able to, you can go to our website and click on the podcast. It's unveilchrist.org. I thank you for joining me, and I certainly thank you for your prayers and your support. And know that I pray for my partners, my radio family, even though you've never written, I pray every day for you. My heart's desire is to see God's very best in your life. And so, if you do have a specific need, or even if you just say it is an unspoken request, do pray and do send me your request, because I can pray in the Spirit, and God knows the deepest needs and desires of your heart, and he will respond. Praise God. Thank you so much for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,